Lena.
I wake in the middle of the night from a nightmare. In it, Grace was trapped beneath the floorboards in our old bedroom in Aunt Carol's house. There was shouting from downstairs, a fire. The room was full of smoke. I was trying to get to Grace to rescue her, but her hand kept slipping from my grasp. My eyes were burning, and the smoke was choking me, and I knew if I didn't run, I would die. But she was crying and screaming for me to save her, save her! I sit up. I repeat Raven's mantra in my head. The past is dead. It doesn't exist. But it doesn't help. I can't shake the feeling of Grace's tiny hand, wet with sweat, slipping from my grip. The tent is overcrowded. Danny is pressed up on one side of me, and there are three women curled up against her. Julian has his own tent for now. It is a small bit of courtesy. They are giving him time to adjust, as they did when I first escaped to the wilds. It takes time to get used to the feeling of closeness, and bodies constantly bumping yours. There is no privacy in the wilds, and there can be no modesty either. I could have joined Julian in his tent. I know that he expected me to, after what we shared underground. The kidnapping, the kiss. I brought him here, after all. I rescued him and pulled him into this new life, a life of freedom and feeling. There is nothing to stop me from sleeping next to him. The cureds, the zombies, would say that we are already infected. We wallow in our filth, the way that pigs wallow in muck. Who knows? Maybe they're right. Maybe we are driven crazy by our feelings. Maybe love is a disease, and we would be better off without it. But we have chosen a different road, and in the end, that is the point of escaping the cure. We are free to choose. We are even free to choose the wrong thing. I won't be able to go back to sleep right away. I need air. I ease out from under the tangle of sleeping bags and blankets and fumble in the dark for the tent flap. I wriggle out of the tent on my stomach, trying not to make too much noise. Behind me, Danny kicks in her sleep and mutters something unintelligible. The night is cool. The sky is clear and cloudless. The moon looks closer than usual, and it paints everything with a silvery glow like a fine layering of snow. I stand for a moment, relishing the feeling of stillness and quiet. The peaks of the tent...